This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A new report by the Urban Institute based in Washington, D.C. is looking closely at Native American tribes and their continued challenges with broadband infrastructure. KUNM's Jeanette Didios spoke with Amanda Hermans, a research associate for the report, on how sovereignty comes into play.
Herman says, as sovereign nations, Native American tribes have the right to govern their own digital infrastructure, which in the past wasn't possible.
This was rooted in a history of not having the ability to take sovereignty over their access to things like broadband and other utilities.
Herman said broadband providers in the past have not allowed tribes a seat at the table when it comes to making decisions on how to serve their communities with internet. But she says that's changing, and tribes are building expertise in broadband construction and taking back control of these plans. But that doesn't mean they have to do it by themselves.
Some tribes, depending, you know, on their priorities, may not have the desire or the capacity to do that all themselves. And there's also a lot to be gained by partnering with knowledgeable industry experts and maybe contracting out some of those services or roles to bolster their capacity.
She says building broadband infrastructure on tribal lands is crucial on many levels and can help bring in revenue and create jobs for tribal members. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.
Old growth forests with just modest exposure to fire are now most at risk for severe wildfires. That's from scientists from Oregon State University and the USDA Forest Service. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, most of the problem is lack of native stewardship.
Researchers say three-fourths of the Pacific Northwest forests that historically saw low and mixed severity fires are highly vulnerable to devastating blazes today. Part of this vulnerability came after indigenous people were driven out and therefore unable to practice controlled burns to reduce slash and pests as well as rejuvenate the landscape. OSU fire ecologist and forestry professor Meg Krawchuk.
There's a reawakening of that knowledge and movement forward in terms of indigenous fire stewardship, but there are so many parts of the landscape that are not ready to receive fire well and that require additional care and tending to bring back fire to our landscape.
Pockets of landscape less susceptible to crown fire called fire refugia may help buffer the sensitive forest areas and reduce severe fire risk by up to 20%. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
A permanent tribute has been unveiled inside a Mesa Park for slain San Carlos Apache teen Emily Pike. She was murdered last year after disappearing from a nearby group home. As KJZZ's Gabriel Piatterazzia reports, the memorial is meant to replace a roadside shrine sitting on private property.
Spring training is in full swing at Fitch Park, home of the A's. Near the baseball diamonds and a playground, the city has planted a tree. Next to the sapling is a plaque with an image of Emily that reads in part, "No more stolen sisters." Beside that is a metal bench engraved with a bloody handprint. This is all a few miles south of Mesa Drive and McKellips Road, the intersection where Emily was last seen alive and where the makeshift shrine was erected. Her family is now asking everyone to leave that old spot alone. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Eighth Generation is a Seattle-based lifestyle brand owned by the Snoqualmie Tribe, offering authentic Native-designed blankets, jewelry, and gifts. More at Reservation Economic Summit booths 805 and 21 and at 8thGeneration.com who support this show.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.